What's the date today? 19th. September 19th, 2010. Is it the 20th?
It's 20th.
It's September 20th. Correction.
Okay, so today's September 20th, 2010, and Stephanie and I are studying an identity type that we don't know, but we have guessed it as being outward-directed will. I mean, that wasn't the conclusion that I came to because I still was undecided. But we kind of agreed there for a while that it was will. And then I thought, well, before we look it up, let's consider what it would be like, how you would interpret this dream if it were the opposite of outward-directed will, which would be bidirectional discrimination. And so then I looked at it and analyzed it only from the perspective of whether it's expressive or receptive. And as I talked about it, being receptive, all of a sudden, I became overwhelmed with the feeling this is definitely receptive, not expressive. And then we had to kind of stop because we had other things to do. Ramdas was coming to get us to take us somewhere or something. You know, there's always something more important to do than what you're doing. Anyway, so we came back to it and we went over it again, and finally we got tired. It was late at night. And we looked up the number, and it was number 6. So number 6 is outward-directed sensation. So we're going back and looking at the dream and saying, how could this be number 6? So my dream is, with curiosity, I touch my air pump that pumps up my bed. And I know in the waking state that my air pump batteries are getting low, so it can't really put a lot of air in my bed. So in the dream I'm curious, and I turn it on by pressing the button, and I find that it does not work. And because the batteries are... So I turn it off to give the batteries a chance to recharge. And in parentheses I say in the waking state, they're not rechargeable batteries. So you can, and I know that they're not rechargeable batteries, but in the dream, I'm thinking, well, maybe they want to maybe they want to regenerate themselves. So then a little while later, I turn it on, and it works, except that it's working very slow, and I feel with my fingertips a very soft flow of air coming out of the working blower pump. I feel the airflow with my fingertips and feel how gentle it is, and think it's not enough to make the bed firm for good sleeping, and that sequence of the dream stops. So now the question is why did I think this was will? And I thought it was will because I'm pushing buttons and because I'm feeling things with my fingers and hands. And the way that Alvaro talked, he taught us that will can't perceive things unless they touch them. And I don't have any will in my identity type anywhere. There's no Virgo, Capricorn, or Taurus anywhere in my chart. No planets are in any of those things, except the South Node is in Virgo.
I don't have any either.
And so, so why is it that I like touching things? Why is it that I'm arguing it with myself about Alvaro's interpretation.
Yeah.
That will has to touch something with their hand. And so because of the memory of this, I get seduced into thinking that this is will in here. But now that I know that it's number 6, I'm looking at it again, and I see, well, I'm looking at this thing, and I'm curious about it, and I know that I can't find it out unless I flip the switch, which you don't have to be a will person to flip a switch. We all flip on switches all the time. So I flip the switch and nothing happened. So I think this and come back and turn it on again, and it's working, and I'm testing by feeling the flow of air. I don't push it to stop it. I just feel the flow of air. And what I'm doing is I'm sensing the flow of air with my fingertips. And I'm not exerting dominance through action onto that thing. I'm only trying to decipher through the sensation of feeling in my fingertips what's going on there. And so that's an outward-directed sensation, attitude. There's not enough time in the dream sequence for my attitude to switch to an inward-directed sensation thing. So it's easy to conclude that this is outward-directed sensation because there isn't enough information in there to say whether it's a bidirectional sensation. So that's that on that one. Then on the next one, Stephanie's in the bathroom in her childhood home, Leon C., looking at Dory, who is a woman. You gonna take it?
It's gonna ring again to remind me there's a message, so I'm just ready to shut it off.
And even though Stephanie in the dream, Stephanie, who's 35, is in her childhood home at the little town of Lee-on-Sea. She's looking at Dory sitting in the bath water, painting. Dory is not somebody that Stephanie knew when she was a child in Lee-on-Sea. She's somebody who she knows later in life. And how old is Dory sitting in the bathtub?
How old she is now, 30?
Okay, she's 30 years old, and Stephanie's 35, but nevertheless, she's in her childhood home at Leon C., and Dory is painting. She has a clear glass vase sitting on the edge of the tub, and she has another object there somewhere that she's doing a study of in her painting. And Stephanie's only watching this. And then Rupert comes in and makes a point of telling Stephanie about what Dory is doing, and that Stephanie must be careful with the vase or other object, and tells Stephanie that they're important. Okay, so now Stephanie doesn't tell me, the dream worker, about the depth of her concern about Dory sitting in her bathtub. She just said, I'm in the bathroom, I'm by the mirror, I'm looking in the mirror at myself, and I'm also looking at Dory in the bathtub. She doesn't tell me anything about how she's feeling or what she's thinking about all of that stuff. And then Rupert comes in, and Rupert makes it a point of driving Stephanie's awareness of what's going on there deeper. By telling Stephanie what Dory is doing. He comes in and says, Dory is here and she's doing a study, painting. She's doing a study of this vase and this other thing. And these things are really very important, so you gotta be careful.
So that's Leo coming in, right?
No.
No, it's her waking state. Uh-huh. And her waking state is Sagittarius at this time. And we don't know what her dream identity type is. Nevertheless, Stephanie resents Rupert telling her that because she's wondering why this isn't coming from Dory. You know, that doesn't seem to be any of Rupert's business. What the hell is he taking charge of this for? But she doesn't say anything to Rupert. She just has this internal reaction to Rupert saying, but she's also, I asked her, what else do you think about him saying this to you? She said, well, it was useful because he was telling me something about what's there that I didn't know. So whatever Stephanie's identity type is, it isn't an identity type that would be able to help her to know what's going on there without being told. She wasn't able to get it and investigate it herself at that point.
But is that a clue to receptive?
It's a clue to a superficial identity type.
Sensation.
That can be anything that's superficial. And all sensation and all will are superficial. And all discrimination and all association go deeper. They find out a lot more things about the phenomena that they're looking at than will and sensation do.
Wow.
So we can tell by looking at this so far that it's a superficial identity type.
Narrows it down to six.
It narrows it down to six, and it can be either will or sensation. Okay. We, at this point, thought that it was will. Right, Steph? We thought that it was will. We don't have any real good clues to make a stupid decision like that.
Yeah.
Because there's so far, there isn't really any will there. It's because of a false understanding of what will is.
Right.
And this is why I'm doing this study. Because I need to get a better understanding of these things.
Sure.
And by looking at these things and not knowing what they are, you get to discover all of this stuff.
This is an incredible discovery it's a whole science of discovery to do this every day and to try to figure this out.
And that Alvaro's the only one in the world who's ever done a study like this. And then his study is proving to me to be inadequate. Because I take the knowledge that I have from what he taught me, and I then turned around and regurgitated that out on the table for Stephanie to clean up whatever parts of it she could found useful. And she's finding that even though she thought, coming here, that she knows enough about identity types that we don't need to do this study, and that it's going to be a simple thing to look at dreams and see what's going on, to my satisfaction, Stephanie has found out that there's a lot more to it than we think.
And it sounds like, too, that you can be adding more things to your identity descriptions in your paper.
Exactly. This is definitely what I'm finding out here.
And I can't wait to get those.
It's going to take a couple of years probably for me to...
Because you have a long list of things that you have to write about.
And I do need help in doing this.
You need to do this every day.
And I need to do it with somebody, and I need to be able to live while I'm doing it. And so I need a benefactor, you know. Yeah. And right now you're kind of like my benefactor, because you're letting me live here in your house without having to pay for it.
Well, you're paying for it by, you know, all that I get.
I'm hoping that you're getting enough out of it.
Are you kidding?
To be worth your while. So then, in the next sequence, Stephanie says, I'm in the bath alone. My hands are wet, and I take the clear glass vase in my slippery hands, wanting to balance it on my head.
Wow.
Thinking, oh shit, I may drop it. Because my hands are slippery. I'm aware that I'm not supposed to be touching this. Rupert has already told me that it's important and that I need to be careful.
Excuse me, you're right there. And was the vase part of the whole painting? It was one of the objects being painted?
Yeah, she was doing a study of the vase.
But Stephanie wasn't painting it. Dory was painting it?
Yes.
But she's gone now, and I'm in the bath on my own with the vase.
Oh.
So
that sounds willful. Putting a vase on your head.
So Dory is in the bath doing a study of the vase, which is sitting on the side. She's got a tablet, a notebook or something. What does she have?
It's a drawing pad.
She has a pad, and she's painting on the pad.
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of paint it is?
Watercolor.
It's watercolor. So she's doing a watercolor study in the bathtub of the vase. And so she's got her water right there. She just has to dip her brush in the bathtub to clean the old color out of it.
That's a good way to do it.
That isn't part of Stephanie's dream. Oh. This is part of my colorful, inventive imagination. Okay. So
did you ask Stephanie if there was any... what was she trying to accomplish by putting the vase on her head?
Well, here's what I said to her. I didn't exactly say it like that. But that is a very excellent way to pose the question. So, I'm aware that I'm not supposed to be touching it because Rupert has told me that it's important. But I want to touch it. I want to put it on my head. And then I drop it, and it breaks. It smashes into three clean, broken pieces. I should be able to put it back together. And that sequence ends.
Yeah, I'm thinking super glue.
Pardon me?
Super glue.
Thinking super glue.
Yeah.
And actually, Rupert did come in and see it broken.
Yeah, he said super glue should fix it.
And it's okay, it's not a big deal. Super glue should fix it.
Yeah.
Okay. And anybody doing a study of a vase that's glued together with super glue, they should be able to look past the super glue breaks through the study. So anyway, she did break it.
That's when we thought it might be association.
Yeah.
Okay, so now...
That's a damn good clue for association.
Okay, so now I'm thinking about her putting it on her head. Because she said... the question I asked her, I don't remember. She said... I want to discover how I can interact with it. I want to be able to control it, to balance it on my head. But my hands are slippery. So the question that I asked is, well, isn't your head pointed?
I want to make sure it wouldn't fall off.
Everybody's head is pointed at the top. Nobody has a flat top on their head. Wow. So I said, well, how did you expect to balance the vase on the top? She said, well, all the women in India walk down the street with a vase on their head. And I said, yeah, but don't they have something on top of their head in order to help the vase? Don't they have something that makes it so that the vase is sitting on something flat because isn't everybody's head pointed at the top? I asked her this.
Yeah.
And so Stephanie said...
Yeah, they have a bit of cloth. But anyway, I mean, it's just, in the dream I was just playing. You know, it's just like, well, let's see if I can balance it on my head. I know my head's pointed. But it's just, let's see if I can do it.
Yeah, but see, somebody who's a dream worker...
Yeah.
...and who's looking at this... ...knows that this isn't possible.
Well, it is for a second.
Well, you broke the vase. That's the proof that it wasn't possible for you in that second.
Yeah, but I wasn't trying to balance it on my head when I broke it. I'd only just picked it up.
Oh, it didn't fall from the top of your head.
No.
It fell out of your hands.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand that.
So you did. You were able to balance it.
No, she wasn't. I did do it
for like a second.
Okay, I'm confused, Stephanie. Where did the vase fall from?
My hands.
Okay, you balanced it on your head. I didn't understand that when you told me the dream.
Okay.
Okay. So then when you found out that you could control it,
yeah,
and that you could interact with it, that you were able to balance it on your head.
Yeah.
What did you know? Because you said, I want to discover how I can interact with this vase. If I can control it and if I can balance it on my head even though my hands are slippery.
Just that I was playing, having fun.
Okay, so... In other words, you weren't serious.
wasn't like, I was just mucking about.
Okay, so she saw, what's her name, Dory, doing a study of it on a pad with watercolors. She heard Rupert come in and say, you know, these things are very important, so you got to be very careful with them. So then she's in the bathtub, and she's remembering that Rupert said you got to be very careful with them, and that they're very important. But she wants to take them into her hands, even though her hands are slippery, and put it on top of her head, because she wants to find out how she can interact with it and control it. But she's not serious, she's just mucking about, playing, even though Rupert told her that it's important. So whatever her identity type is, even Rupert telling her that it's important,
she doesn't take him.
She wrote it off.
Yeah.
She wrote it off. Basically, she wasn't allowing her interest in the whole thing about what Rupert and Dory were doing to be a higher hypothesis for her.
Right.
She wanted to just do what her identity type was driving her to do, and that's to muck about with it, she said, I want to.
And Aquarius does that. They just play.
Excuse me, what?
Aquarians just sort of play, they don't really...
Are you asking me that?
Yeah.
Well, you should be the one who's telling me that. Because this is your dream. You're an Aquarian in there, and that's what you're doing.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of the things I'm doing are also Leo, aren't they?
What's Leo that you're doing?
Not there, but... putting the thing back together.
You don't put it back together, you just realize that you can.
Right,
but
yeah.
It's still going to be a broken vase.
Yeah, that's true.
So what are you doing that is Aquarian? What you're doing is you're messing with it. What you're doing is you're ignoring what Rupert... You're aware of what Rupert said to you in your intuition.
Yeah.
You're also aware of the fact in your identity type that you want to muck with it, muck around with it. Mm. And Rupert knows you. He knows that you're a mucker. And so he warned you, listen, she's doing a study of this thing, and this is important to her, and so you've got to be careful with it, because it is important. And you say, yeah, sure, okay. I'm not interested in what you say.
Give me the
space. I'm not that interested in what you say, because I want to muck around with it. And so I'm going to get in the bathtub, and I'm going to be like Dory. I'm going to do something with this vase. She wants to know if she how she can interact with the vase, right? She's interacting with it because she's doing a study of it, and she's painting it because she's trying in the painting. She's trying to figure out the identity of the vase, and so she wants to look to see what she can make out of its identity by painting it.
And what is that? What is her sign?
Who?
Dory.
She's the opposite of whatever Stephanie's is.
So she's the Leo?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And so Dory is looking at the vase, and she doesn't know what it is, and she wants to find out what it is by doing a study of it, by painting it. And so she's going to be able to see in the painting something that she can't see, or something that she thinks that an Aquarian can't see by looking at the vase. Okay. So, are you getting a point about what is Aquarius in this thing? Mm-hmm. Stephanie, excuse me, but you're getting a little bit red. Are you mad at me?
No.
Are you upset with the way that I'm talking about you?
Not at all.
You're not?
No.
Why are you getting red in the face?
I don't know.
You're not upset?
No.
You're not? Okay. Am I imagining things? Does Stephanie look a little bit red to you?
Your cheeks are a little rosy.
Oh, maybe I'm
taking some niacin, are you?
Forehead, too. Forehead.
Oh, that's weird.
A little bit of blood is rushing to the head, and I'm wondering what's going on.
No, I'm just concentrating.
Okay, good. Okay. Okay.
I'm feeling a bit sleepy, actually.
You're a little sleepy?
Yeah. So I'm having some coffee.
Well, there's a coffee maker out there. Mm. Should we stop and make some... Should we stop and make some coffee?
Do you want coffee, Randy?